I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council. I note for the voice record that today is May 16th, 2019, and that we have a quorum of council members present. We also have our city administrator and deputy here. We have our assistant city attorney and six members of the public present. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Bob moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. I would note also for the voice record that the consent agenda, which has been presented to everyone present, includes the following. The minutes from our April 18th council meeting, the financial reports from March of 2019 unaudited, the operations activities reports from April 2019, the intergovernmental agreement with Gwinnett County regarding title ad valorem tax, and the renewal of a certificate of deposit with Fidelity Bank, $500,000 at 2.3%. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I move to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
A second motion.
Okay, Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under old business, we have discussed the budget amendment for 2018 at our last two meetings. Tom, do you want to add anything about that?
Not other than that it's a housekeeping measure to identify a final status of expenses and revenues for 2018, and I'm requesting that council adopt the amendment.
Do I hear such a motion?
I move to adopt 0-19-222, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2018, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Rodney moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under new business, Pat, would you talk to us about the solid waste commercial collection hours and dumpster labeling?
Because of past issues with violations of our noise ordinance, the current solid waste vendor for the city was ordered by Judge Barrett to label dumpsters located within 900 feet of R100 property with language reminding their employees of the hours during which the dumpsters could be emptied. So this ordinance, O-19-223, is an amendment that will add a similar requirement to the solid waste ordinance, regardless of vendor. And this amendment is available for first reconsideration.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I move to place 0-19-223, an ordinance to amend the solid waste commercial collection hours and dumpster labeling, to repeal conflicting ordinances, provide an effective date, and for other purposes on first read.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rodney moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The repeal restrictions on happy hour promotions and sales. Tom, would you talk to us about that, please?
O-19-224 is a measure which, if approved, will allow Berkeley Lake residents to compete on a more level playing field with restaurants in nearby jurisdictions where similar code changes have recently been approved. The amendment is available for first read consideration.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
Yes, I'd like to move to place O-19-224, an ordinance to repeal restrictions on happy hour promotion and sales, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide an effective date, and for other purposes on first read.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, Chip moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The Planning and Zoning Commission appointment. Tonight, I propose an appointment of Rand Kirkus to the Planning and Zoning Commission. If approved, he will replace Neil Schapp, who recently resigned to become a member of the Gwinnett County Zoning Board of Appeals. Do I hear a motion?
Madam Mayor, I move to table that motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second to the table?
I would second that.
Okay, Rodney moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you very much. The motion is tabled. Okay, the last item on new business is our tornado warning sign discussion. The tornado siren that we have right out here was installed back in 1999, 20 years ago, at the old City Hall before we built this building, and relocated in 2009 to its current location next to the children's playground at City Hall. It has had technical difficulties over the last several years and now is consistently no longer working. That siren is owned by the City of Berkeley Lake and is one of several on a network of sirens manually controlled by the City of Duluth Police Department by an over-the-air signal. The City of Berkeley Lake is responsible for maintaining its own siren equipment and must do so using a contracted service, which can be costly. The City of Duluth replaced all their sirens and associated equipment some time back, and if we wish to have a working siren, then we will likely need to replace ours as well. The replacement cost has been estimated to be between $17,000 and $21,000. It's important to note that there are sirens in jurisdictions across the river, as well as at the Atlanta Athletic Club, that do not necessarily mean the same thing as when a siren in Berkeley Lake would go off. That circumstance often causes confusion and results in complacency about how or whether to act. There are also many homes inside which the occupants cannot hear the sirens. Gwinnett County, which is the agency responsible for emergency management services in Berkeley Lake, has implemented wireless emergency alerts, which are free messages sent directly to mobile devices to warn people about severe weather, amber alerts, and threats to safety in the area based on the GPS coordinates of the receiving device. These notifications are designed to get attention and alert people with a loud, unique sound and vibration, which is helpful to people with hearing or vision-related disabilities. Additionally, the warnings contain basic instructions to keep people safe. Recent discussions on social media included statements where wireless emergency alerts were received well ahead of the sounding of local sirens in nearby jurisdictions. In addition to these two methods for receiving emergency alerts, other sources include NOAA weather radio, news broadcasts, the emergency alert system on radio and TV programs, and internet services. Based on this information, as well as your own knowledge about the manner, I am looking for instruction on how Council wishes to proceed regarding replacing the siren in Berkeley Lake. Do I hear a motion as to how to proceed?
Madam Mayor, I'm prepared to make a motion based on the information you just presented in the earlier briefing we had this evening on this matter.
Okay, what would that motion be?
I move to decommission the tornado siren and remove the associated equipment in view of wide availability of superior, more accurate, and less confusing warning methods available to the community.
Do I hear a second to that motion?
I'd second that motion.
Okay. Rodney moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That is unanimous. Do we have public comments?
Yes.
Okay. If you would approach and give us your name and address.
Hi, my name is Lisa Anders. I live at 185 Blackwell Lane in Marietta, Georgia. Mayor Salter, council members, I am part of the tourism office for Gwinnett County. I'm the executive director. I also serve as the camera-ready liaison for Gwinnett County. As you guys may be familiar, Gwinnett County Metro Atlanta is one of the busiest filming sites in the world, number one, actually, right now. Part of my role is to make sure that when a location or a production comes into Gwinnett, that we facilitate the process to make sure that it's as smooth as possible, to ensure that our residents, our community, our public safety officers, and our production work in concert for a successful production. One of the productions that has filmed consistently in Gwinnett over the last 3 years, or the last three seasons, is the Netflix show Ozark. They are housed at Eagle Rock TV Studios in Norcross, if you're familiar with the beer distributorship. They also own the largest TV production studios in the United States off of Best Friend Road in Norcross. We have been working with Ozark throughout Gwinnett County. They filmed in practically every city in Gwinnett, and they have a location that they have gone through the, started and completed the majority of the permitting process. Pat has been a tremendous assistance with the team to film in a private home, which I believe is at 119 Little Ridge Road on May the 23rd. You guys have a background packet that I believe Pat distributed to y'all just to kind of give you the background on the team, the details, the process. There's a lot of work that goes into what may be 2 or 5 or 10 minutes of television. In part of the discussion, there were some questions and concerns about the general permitting cost and schedule, and Pat indicated that we needed to speak to City Council to address those. So I'm here on behalf of Gwinnett County, and then the production team and the location manager team is here. So if able, I would like to ask Wes Hagan, who's the supervising location manager for the show, to come up and kind of address their questions. And then, of course, if y'all have any questions, they have their entire locations team here to answer anything you need.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have already had the benefit of the written packet that you alluded to. I think all of our folks have studied that carefully. Do any of our council members have a question that you want to ask these good people who are here prepared to answer?
Hi, Mayor. Hi, council members.
Could you
I'm
give
Wes
us...
Wes Hagan. I'm the location supervisor for the Netflix show Ozark.
Okay. And, is there something you want to add to the packet of information?
No, the packet was pretty self-explanatory, I believe, on what we're hoping to accomplish. And Pat, like Lisa said, has been a great help, you know, with us in starting the process. We're just hoping to address, the financial cost issues and make sure that we're, going through things that you need us to go through. So I'm happy to answer anything that you need.
Thank you. Does anybody have a question?
I don't really have a question. I think the write-up was excellent. I appreciate that. It lays everything out very nicely for us.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Well presented, yeah.
Does anyone have a response? Because I think what you're requesting is that we make an exception to our policy for this instance. Is that what y'all are requesting tonight?
I just thought of a question. I'm sorry.
Okay, Ronnie.
This application, is this for one shoot or
this
many?
This is for one shoot day. It's got a handful of prep days, 2 prep days, 1 shoot day, 1 strike day for us, which means a preparing days, 2 1-shoot day, and then a day to kind of clean up and get out. However, it is a reoccurring location for us. It's not throughout the entire course of the season, which is 10 episodes. It plays through the end of October. This character is going to be written out, some part throughout the season. So the house eventually will no longer be needed for us. However, we don't know exactly how many times yet it's going to play. We haven't gotten all of our scripts, but we're hopeful that, we could probably fall within your parameters of the 4 days. That's our hope.
Tom?
Do you have any idea as when the next shoot would be?
We kind of have an idea roughly. It's, I think, the 13th and the 15th. 13th, 15th of June, roughly, one day again. Usually the characters, the scenes are not long. It's usually going to be paired with another location, just as it is on this day for us. It's not a full day's work, so, yeah.
And do you have the script yet for the next?
Yes, we do.
So there would be no way for you to accomplish it at the same time?
No, there isn't, no. No, it's different directors, so, we have different blocks, every episode's different with directors and people, so
We were just thinking that might save you some time, effort, and money.
Would love that to work like that. Nothing would make me happier, but unfortunately, we're stuck with those kind of parameters in the film, so.
Okay. Rodney?
May I just comment that I certainly think it's you have a nice proposal. It's wonderful. I haven't seen your show, but I know many that have seen it, and I personally think it's a very good thing that we can provide a backdrop potentially for this. On the other hand, we're a very small jurisdiction, as you can see, and with a very small staff. And we've struggled to try to manage the relationships that would best work for you all and for us. And so, we're trying to do the best we can.
Sure.
But we do appreciate that there's some value in our a city for this kind of work.
Yeah, well, we're extremely happy to be here. For us, it works really, really well because we're close, proximity-wise to our studio. Mm-hmm. It's a reoccurring location for us, makes it even better that it's close. You're a lake. We're a show about a lake.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of positive things for us to be here.
Teeny streets.
Yes, yes, I did.
In fact, I think you picked the smallest of the streets.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. Yeah. But, we've gotten close to a lot of the neighbors there and have spoken to a lot of people. I think we've made a really nice impact so far and gotten a positive response from all the homeowners and people in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, the question that's being presented to us tonight is difficult because it's a time crunch that you're in. We need to either have a motion from one of you to change from what has been prescribed that you decided in the past for this one instance, or deny that and decide to consider changing the rules for everybody in a holistic way. What would your preference be in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I think to retroactively adjust the fees for something that's already been, you've already made the application, you guys have already made the plans to shoot, for this month, I think that's asking a lot. I'm not sure if that's something we're prepared to do tonight, but the fact that you are coming back and that you're willing to, I think there's something we can continue to talk about. We talked about it some in our planning meeting before tonight. And of course, you may notice we also have two of our council members that aren't here tonight. And I think we talked about possibly trying to carve out some time, maybe even between now and our next monthly meeting, to where this could be something we would address for future situations. I think that would be where I'm leaning. Now, I don't want to speak for everybody, but that would be my.
And in that event, no motion is necessary.
Right. Okay. But we might certainly be entertaining one at our next get together. Or now, with that, how will that work? If you're shooting again in
June 13th. That's coming up pretty fast, too.
Yeah, it is coming up.
The application permit for that has to be in place 10 days ahead of time, so you've got to be applying for that about the beginning of June.
I think what that means is that we would need to schedule schedule a special council meeting for that consideration.
Yeah, we would. We'd need to meet.
I'm willing to entertain that in order to try to accommodate this, but I'm not the decision maker on that.
Okay.
Let's see, your next shoot is, did you say the 13th?
It's the 13th or the 15th. We have a little bit of a fluctuating window there.
Right. And the next council meeting is the 20th of June, so we would need to schedule a special.
Yeah.
And they're going to need to have this 10 days out in advance of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that
June the 3rd.
So we need to meet later this month is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well then, the answer to your question tonight with regrets is that we deny your request to change things suddenly from what our policy has been considered and arrived at. but that the council is willing to make the extraordinary move of declaring an extra meeting to consider in an effort to meet it before your next one.
I appreciate the consideration.
We hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
Okay. I do appreciate the consideration and taking time to meet with us and
Well, thank you for taking the time to come.
To make this first one at least come through and come together for us. So
can you clarify one item for me?
Sure.
We were told by the representative from the county in an email that it was customary for prep and strike days to be 50% of a regular shoot day. And you have made a request that would make them 20%.
Go ahead. That's 50% is typically a location fee, not even a permit.
Right. I think that can vary. It can usually be between a third and a half. But I will say that typically the permit fee for a location in Metro Atlanta, like we have a list of probably 25 or 30 locations, the average permit fee is about $250 per day. So the balance out, when we really looked at for prep, if I think it was $1,000 for prep and strike and the $5,000 for the film day, at $8,000 for the permit, that does not encompass the rental, the police officers, the literally tens of thousands of dollars of charges that they would have. And that permit fee is still at the very, very, very top tier. And so we felt that that was reasonable.
So in an effort to try to move this along, would you be so kind as to provide us with data for other jurisdictions?
Sure, I actually have that with me. I'll be happy
to. That would be great.
And I've got, that just brings to mind one other question. Is it reasonable to, can you reasonably make the case that the impact to our city on the prep and the strike days is 50% of what the impact would be on a shoot day, or 20% of what it would be?
I'd say even less, you know. The prep days are very minimal. It's nothing like the
shoot day. We've still got a road closure in this case. We've still got several trucks on site.
That's to alleviate impact to a small street, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, there is trucks involved, but number of people, it's 20%, if not less. It's more like 10% of the people.
Okay. So, well, I think that's a good data point, too.
Okay.
Okay, Tom, since, as you pointed out, there are two of us not here, I don't think we ought to try to set a date tonight.
No, but I'll work that out.
Okay. And any information y'all want to share in advance, let us know so we can move this fast for you.
Yeah, we'll put something in tomorrow, I think. Maybe can we accomplish that tomorrow or not? Maybe Monday at the latest?
And we have to publicly post the date of that meeting a certain amount of time in advance.
Right. So I'm going to be getting a grid out to y'all tomorrow, requesting your availability for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
And this is a decision that does not require two meetings, so it's a resolution that you can approve in a one-meeting scenario.
That'll help move it along for y'all. Okay. If there are no other public comments, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Madam Mayor, I move to adjourn.
Do we hear a second?
I second that.
Rodney moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We are adjourned.